Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Beer, chips, cups, condoms, Slim Jims.
Well, somebody's getting ready to have a party.
Yeah.
We should not eat meat. I'm like, I can't help it, but like, we shouldn't. We like actually shouldn't. I do, and we shouldn't, because it is a form of looking away from the fact that this thing is actually alive.
And I want you to think back to a time when you were a kid. What were you good at? What did you do that someone noticed?
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast. Start here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to start here. Have you ever found something on the ground, a note, a gift, a letter, and wondered who it was meant for? Well, you're not alone. Author and filmmaker Davey Rothbart has teamed up with Wondery to produce Found, a podcast for the missed connections and missed communications in our lives. Join Davey as he explores stories of love, loss, hope, transformation, and aspiration through the lens of lost and found notes. With the power of humor and music, Davey uncovers the mysteries surrounding these lost communications and discovers stories of the humanity that makes life interesting. Found often features podcast staples like Lauren Lapkus, Chris Gethard, and the Sklar Brothers, and many more, which makes finding these notes a whole lot more hilarious and fun. Here's a sample from the episode called After Dark, and the episode features comedian and actress Kristen Schaal as the two read from notes that appear in Found's After Dark collection, chock full of racy, intimate lines meant for an audience of one. These notes are finally being broadcast to thousands of listeners, likely not as the writers intended. Now, warning, the clip here might not be safe for work.
Right. And we're going to start with this letter. So, Kristen, will you read this to-do list to us? This was found by a woman named Jill on the campus of Marietta College. And it's interesting. It says to-do. There's like 10 items. And
I'm a list maker, so I can appreciate this one. It's a classic list. I love a good list.
So it's a note that says to do. Number one, Asian girl. Number two, black girl. Number three, three-way two girls. Number four, anal. Number five, eat sloppy. Number six, make movie. Number 7, 8, 9, and 10 are blank, but ready for ideas. And then there's... kind of like in another pen and a different ink. So that to-do list is in Sharpie. And then in a littler, like maybe a ballpoint pen, beer, chips, cups, condoms, Slim Jims.
Oh, yeah.
a little grocery list scribbled on the side.
Well, somebody's getting ready to have a party.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost so funny. It's almost like it seems like this is a joke. Like if I were a comedian and I was like, oh, my to-do list, and I started reading it, like that's a pretty solid joke.
Yeah.
But then the grocery list written in a different bin, like that makes me think this is legit.
I think it's legit too, because a few things, like just there's the four that are blank. I think, you know, I believe that somebody really found this on a college campus. There's the four blank ones, and also eat sloppy is a phrase I've never heard before, although my mind can maybe piece together where they may have been going with that. I don't think they're talking about sloppy joes.
No. I think this is all about sex.
It's cunnilingus.
I believe so.
Oh, do you think?
I think it might be cunnilingus, but on a period, or cunnilingus.
Whoa! I mean, or this is a guest list. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, did you invite Sloppy?
I think what do the kids call it now? There's a whole song that Nicki Minaj has out.
Oh, about the truffle butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all about it. So truffle butter is when you have your ketchup.
I don't know.
This is after, but you have. And that together is truffle butter.
He just said unsanitary. Under his breath.
But I didn't realize. That's the term for that.
Yeah. Yes.
So maybe we need to ask Nicki Minaj what eat sloppy means then. But are there any other like sort of reflections you guys have about this to do list? I mean, Asian girl, black girl, three way with two girls, anal, eat sloppy, make movie. I mean, that's gonna be quite a film.
I mean
Is this a film student?
That, there's so much to do here. It's exhausting to read it when you think of it.
Yeah. I guess I just wish he would have had more options for vegetarians.
Yeah.
For the food. Why do I somehow imagine this guy with this very ambitious list later that night sitting with his beer and chips?
Alone
watching porn.
Oh, no, it's not even a party.
Oh, watching porn. He's just watching porn.
But he's watching. Well, you know what kind of porn he was watching.
I don't think he's thrown an orgy before. The fact that he wants chips. Like, well, when you have chips at an orgy, like, come on. This is his first orgy party for sure.
He is practicing safe sex, and I appreciate the condoms on a shopping list.
If this was your to-do list, we're assuming this is a man, too. Right?
Ooh.
True.
If this is your to-do list, please get in touch with the Found website so we can ask you how it went and whether or not you used chips for the next party.
And also, if Slim Jim is listening, guys, we're always looking for new sponsors.
Yes.
I love a good Slim Jim.
Do you now?
I will snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. When Christina walks by a Slim Jim, she stops and she buys it.
I do. All these fancy new jerkies they have. Not worth the price.
Give me a Slim Jim.
79 cents.
We're trying to stay
there. A sample of Found from Wondery. Join Davey Rothbart and his guests as they dive into the world of lost notes and missed connections on Found. Available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Each week we feature a new addition to the Podcast Central collection, and today it's The Poetry Gods, a poetry podcast for the modern age. Friends and critically acclaimed poets Aziza Barnes, Jose Olivares, and John Sands have teamed up to take on the dull, exclusive, self-important poetry podcasts on the market and create a new podcast about poetry that is, if nothing else, fun. You'll hear interviews and stories about some of the people behind some of poetry's biggest works and discover the poets aren't boring at all. The podcast isn't just for poetry connoisseurs. In fact, it's just the opposite. The Poetry Gods are here to make poetry more exciting, more modern, and less daunting. You don't even have to like poetry to love the Poetry Gods. Here's a clip from the episode of The Poetry Gods featuring poet and educator Josh Bennett. Josh is a doctoral candidate at Princeton, and he joins the show to talk with the Poetry Gods about vegetarianism, poetry, R. Kelly, and much more. In the sample, he discusses how science and poetry clash and mingle every day.
And part of it, too, is the way we're trained to think about science, right? As, like, being almost the opposite of the humanities or of poetry, right? And, like, someone like Ed Roberson, who's, like, one of my favorite poets, right? He's a scientist. He's a limnologist. Like, he would study rivers and was, like, going through Alaska, you know, and writing poems about birds. And I'm writing right now about this guy named Charles Henry Turner, who was one of the first six black PhDs in the United States.
Wow.
His PhD was in zoology.
Wow.
He was a nature poet and, you know, an entomologist. He studied flies and bees and, like, discovered that bees could see in color and that ants, had these profound memories and could memorize routes and stuff like that. Like, I think that history, William Carlos Williams, the doctor, right? Wow. So, I mean, that history has always been there, I think. And it's the way we're trained to think we can only do one thing at a time.
Mm. There's so much humanity in nature, too. I mean, humanity is already, a fucking colonized word. Yeah. To say that there's humanity in nature is to say that there's, humans, human qualities that we can love in animals. Last night, this, is a little bit divorced from what we're saying, but not so much, we have a mouse. We have a mouse at my crib. That's a fact. And so we bought traps, you know, and we bought cheese. And we put the cheese in the traps. And my partner and I are just sitting there watching a movie. And then we hear the snap go off.
No.
we do, which, you know, on one level, the snap, it's not, you know, we're sitting there being like, oh, fuck. You know, like, that snap went off because this mouse just died. Like, this mouse that was in my house, who was, like, not doing anything to offend us but be in our house. And so we bought something that would kill it by, like, breaking its neck, which are just the facts. Like, I'm not trying to drill it home as heavy-handed. And I, like, you know, went over to do it, and it's, like, its bloody skull is on the floor. And I just... I don't, like, honestly, it stayed with me. It's actually probably what's on my mind more than the Agent. Football picture in Agent. Because I'm like, you know what? I love fish, you know? Like, I don't eat red meat or pork or chicken, but I, like, do love fish, and I, like, we should not eat meat. I'm like, I can't help it, but, like, we shouldn't. Yeah. We, like, actually shouldn't. I do, and we shouldn't. Because it is a form of looking away from the fact that this thing is actually alive. Like, this mouse, the only reason we killed it is because we were afraid of it. Like, that's the only reason. We were just afraid because it was there, and we killed it. And we, and honestly, then I set another trap up. So if it has a friend, like, we're going to kill that mouse, too. And it's not, like, you know, making me toil away. It's not where the majority of my mental...
Energy
is going, but it is unresolved, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's very real. So I'm hearing you talk so much about just, like, I don't know, like, nature and the connection of not obviously just animals, but beings. Like, how does your writing, I don't know, has it led you to think about kind of violence in animals or that kind of thing? And if so, kind of, how? Are you a vegan? That's what I'm really trying to do. I'm trying to do it in a way that's non-judgmental. No, you know?
That's,
like,
real. That's real.
Like, it's not...
No, facts. I'm not a vegan. I think... And I know why. I mean, I think the ethics... Because the ethical question you're wrestling with, right? Like, what does it mean for an entity to be alive? Mm. And part of it, too, is when I had, like, my vegetarian moment in graduate school, and one of my colleagues at Princeton just said something to me about plant consciousness, right? Like, he was like, unless you believe in the soul and you believe that consciousness is just, like, an aggregation of, like, atoms or cells or whatever, like, a plant is alive, bro. Like, it just, it messed me up. I was like, well, all right then, like.
Everything's fair game.
Right, I was like, well, everything's alive. And then for me, honestly, like, it became about mammalian solidarity. And I know that's ridiculous, but it's true. Like, so when people ask me what I don't eat, I'm like, yo, I don't eat mammals, bro.
Yeah, you gotta,
like,
coin that.
That was the Poetry Gods podcast. Hear poetry come to life thanks to the Poetry Gods, right now available on WVXU's Podcast Central collection. In our local spotlight this week, we feature an awesome Cincinnati-based live storytelling show. It's called The Boone Reflections, and it's a podcast based on live storytelling events right here in Cincinnati. Presented by a program called Bespoken Live, The Boone Reflections feature essays crafted around a single four-letter word. Each essay told relates to the word in its own way, and the result is a tapestry of hopeful, intriguing stories recalling a word like fear or cave, risk, or any other four-letter word. If you get a chance, you can check out their live Bespoken performance in Cincinnati. And until then, here's a clip from the episode of Boone Reflections featuring the word born, B-O-R-N. The episode features reflections about confidence in new beginnings, satisfaction, and finding a sense of accomplishment in life.
And I want you to think back to a time when you were a kid. What were you good at? What did you do that someone noticed? That someone paid you a compliment for? If you can picture something that helps you remember your childhood. Maybe the, what did your front door look like in your childhood home? What was that thing from back in the day that you were just naturally talented at? You could just do. Something that brought you a sense of satisfaction. A sense of accomplishment. Something that when you did it, you lost track of time. Something that when you did it, an adult, a teacher, a parent, just pointed out that you're good at this. What did that feel like? What did it feel like to just be good at something without having to try all that hard? And as you move forward in life, maybe as you started to grow up a little bit, maybe teenage, young adult years, did that thing from your childhood that you were just naturally good at, did it show up any other ways in your life? Think about the early days of maybe you started to build a career, or you started to feel like you were an adult for the first time. This childhood thing that you did, that you could just do, did it start to show itself in ways that you didn't quite expect? Did it morph at all? Are there elements of that thing that are still around in those young adult days? Is there any connection to those early gifts, to those early things that were just put in you naturally? To something that you feel like maybe you were born to do.
From the local podcast, The Boone Reflections from Bespoken Live. Hear more carefully crafted and compelling stories from Cincinnati Voices with The Boone Reflections. It's available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up, let's turn our focus back to the national podcast charts and see what's hot via iTunescharts.net. The true crime genre is turning out to be the most popular format of them all. And the three chart-topping podcasts prove it. Number three, Up and Vanished. Number two, Dr. Death. And the number one podcast in the country, Serial, is again number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up. Now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.